It means the renewing of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Gifts given, some of them at baptism, other times during life. And it's renewal, bringing them to life. Maybe giving them new, fresh, if they weren't there before. And, importantly, putting them to use for the service of the Lord, of his people, of the church of the world.
The charismatic renewal isn't a new thing, though, really, is it? Because, I mean, it would be associated with perhaps the Quakers.
I think some of the inspiration might have come there, and the Quakers quiet and listening to the Lord. Because listening to the promptings of the Holy Spirit is an essential part of charismatic renewal.
But they're called Quakers because of the physical movement that can happen in some of their prayer meetings. Is that fair?
Well, I suppose people could look at it like that, because we feel free to use the whole of our bodies in prayer. We can lift our arms. The priest does it at Mass every day. Why can't we?
But in terms of, I suppose I'm drawing a comparison with people who might pray in tongues, might be known to move and to have. Would that be an unfair conclusion to draw?
Maybe, because the early church, before all the different families came about in the Christian faith, did what we did. They prayed in tongues. They lifted their hands in prayer. They danced before the Lord. And then we kind of became more stilted and formal.
But so you think the institutionalization that is natural, I suppose, over centuries of human intervention and human, perhaps, interference stifles...
Yes, possibly. And this was refinding a freedom to pray. It was freeing to be able to express one's praise of God using one's body, not just voice or mind, but the whole of oneself.
And how many people are involved in charismatic renewal with you now in Ireland?
That's a difficult one to answer. At our national conference, which we usually have yearly, we would have 800 to 1,000 people. There are regional conferences which draw hundreds. Our regional conference in Cork would average around 300 people. And people in prayer groups, all of them don't go to conferences. But that's some kind of estimate of the crowds that gather. And there would be four or five conferences around the country at different times.
And where are you based? Where are you headquartered?
Well, I suppose we could say we have a base in Dublin, which we're about to move out of and to find a new one. But our representation as a service committee is from all over the country. The people on the committee are mostly representatives of their diocese.
How active is that? How many people would be involved in that committee?
At the moment, we are 15, which means that all the dioceses are not represented, and we would like them to be. We have to work on that one. But then there are people in leadership all over the country, and they would send a representative from their area to this committee.
How do you feel about the criticism or caricature drawn of the happy, clappy brigade?
Oh, that's okay. Why can't we be happy? Why can't we clap?
And young people, how involved would... I imagine this is a great way to engage young people, because it provides a very tangible and real sense and presence of God.
Yes, it does. There are quite a few young people where I'm involved in Cork in the prayer meeting and in the Haven which we run. And they feel that they can relate to the kind of prayer that we have, that it suits them, that it's not formal, stilted. It's not organized. They can be free to be themselves, and they can also be free not to be there.
And they can enjoy themselves.
Yes, they can.
And the other thing that strikes me as well is that this is really, of the little I know of it, is that it's the esoteric that's almost you can touch.
Yes, you can, almost. Sometimes at our prayer meeting, people will say after, wow, you can feel the presence of the Lord. If you put out your hand, you'd be sure you could touch him physically. The presence would be so strong. And that's just wonderful. And to experience that it's encouraging, it's nourishing, it keeps you going in this tough old world. And we share it with each other because there's a great sense of fellowship, of community among people who are regularly at prayer meetings. And we can support and sustain one another because it's not easy being a Christian today.
Another criticism I've heard is that charismatic renewal is very skin deep. It doesn't go very deep. What would you say to that?
Oh, they haven't been at a prayer meeting for long enough to find it can go very deep indeed. So deep that we're right in the mystery of God. And we know it.
What does that mean?
That means we come to realize that God is alive. Jesus is alive today. We experience his love. We experience his presence. We hear him speaking to us through scripture, through the sharing, through the hymns that we like to sing, through the silence. The reality of God becomes real. And, well, what more can I say than that?
Absolutely. And I've heard about charismatic renewal in, there's a big conference in Birmingham. Would you like to say something about that?
The conference in Birmingham, I haven't been at one. I used to live in Birmingham, and that was where renewal started for me and started in England. But I came to Ireland in 1973, and the conferences started after that. But I still have friends in Birmingham who were in the prayer group, so I hear about them.
Would you have heard the stories where people were leaving the meeting and people, ordinary people in the street, were falling to the ground, spectacular stories, frightening stories maybe, and confessing that Jesus is Lord, who would have nothing had nothing to do with the meeting?
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that about Birmingham and other places as well.
What do you say to somebody who doesn't have any faith?
Why not come along, just sit and see? Meet people who do have faith. See if they have something to offer you.
Where does somebody find where there's a meeting on? How do they know?
That's a bit more difficult to answer that one, because they can happen all over the place. Churches, church halls, people's homes, pubs, anywhere and everywhere people meet. If you want to know where there's a prayer meeting in your area...
And is there a website?
There is a website. It's not a very up-to-date one, and it doesn't have the prayer meetings listed on it, because they keep changing. But there is a website. It's charismaticrenewal.ie.